At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Is Miley Cyrus being a tad bit shady? We've got the dish on that.
And Ryan Coogler says one time is good enough. We'll explain.
Also, Gabrielle Union warns everyone. You mess around with her, and you're going to find out. So much to dive in today, so
let's get this started.
All right, Kylie Jenner said there will be no gatekeeping, honey. So a fan on TikTok posted a video begging Kylie to reveal how she got her boobs so perky and perfect. And surprise, surprise, baby, Miss Kylie responded. She said, 45 cc's, that's moderate profile, half under the muscle, silicone, and tagged her plastic surgeon. Now, y'all know, baby, this girl gagged, honey. Usually, celebrities gatekeep their plastic surgery secrets, so is this surprising? No. I think it's good. You want to know? I'm finna tell your ass.
Come on.
And she told him, honey.
I'm glad she did. Yeah.
Me too. Yeah.
People are going to look for the doctors anyway to see who did what, so. Right.
I think worth mentioning, I think you might have said 45 cc's, but looking at that, I feel like the number was 445 cc's, if you know what I'm saying.
Showdown.
They definitely buoyant.
Because my thing is, though, I mean, hell, the person that's asking, evidently she ain't got no money. She was trying to be sarcastic, but Miss Kylie, honey, respond to her. She didn't know she was going to get that kind of response. Because if she was that damn interested, honey, she would say, I'm going to a plastic surgeon to get me something. So this is what they told me.
Yeah, and that gives you something to target towards. Like, okay, cool, this is what you got done. Let me see how much it costs to get that type of work done. So,
well, that's just like me asking a man, I want a penile implant. Could you tell me what size you got and all that?
If you know the other person got one,
they might tell you.
That's a discussion.
Maybe I don't know, but it looks so huge. I want to know, did you get one?
And everybody's body is different. Just because this lady gets the same doctor does not mean she'll have the same kind of looking boobs
exactly as
Kylie. So
Miss Kylie P, baby.
All right, well, many fans are questioning, did Miley Cyrus just throw some shade? As we all know, the beauty industry has made celebrities like Selena Gomez and Hailey Bieber billionaires overnight. Almost overnight. Well, Miley appeared on the Interview podcast from the New York Times, and when asked about starting a makeup line, this is what she said.
You know, my stepdad asked me the other day, why are you the only one without a makeup line? I was like, because I don't, that's not my passion. And he goes, that's the right answer. I don't have a makeup line because I'm not a makeup artist.
Okay. All right. Well, do you guys think that this is Miley being a little petty about Hailey and Selena jumping into an industry that they're not necessarily pros at?
No, I think you don't have to be a makeup artist to have a makeup line. You could just be a famous person. But she feels like she should be a makeup artist to have a line. It's her prerogative.
Look at Miss Miley. She peed for that, though.
Beyonce wasn't no makeup artist. She was an artist.
Why doesn't Beyonce have a makeup line?
Because she has a liquor line.
She's got liquor.
She's got hair care products.
Yeah.
She's got hair care products.
I bet she drops a makeup line next year.
She did perfume, I think. She has lots of other things.
I would drop them all. You can catch my Beyonce cookbook. You can catch my Beyonce cooking pans.
Child, that lady has a lot on her plate, and she has children. Like, all of that stuff requires your time.
I would have official Beyonce diapers.
You know, for the babies in your life.
The babies.
Yeah, well, Ryan Coogler said his blockbuster hit, Sinners, is going to be what it is. Now, regardless of the film's massive success, Ryan said there will be no sequel. Why? Many might ask, and the answer is simple. Ryan said he never thought about it. The filmmaker mentioned he wanted to give fans a full meal. He said, I wanted it to be holistic and a finished thing. That's how it was when I was asked about it. You know, that was always my intention. Now, the film grossed $350 million at the box office. You would think he would want to go at it for part two, but I understand. Sometimes you want to protect the brand and not dilute it, because sometimes, you know what I'm saying, you keep knocking at somebody's answer the door, you're going to get an empty result, you know what I mean?
So some part twos aren't as good as part ones. Mm-mm.
Oh, a lot of them.
It's perfect. Yeah. I feel like most of the people that have seen this movie, like, let the sequels play out in their heads, you know what I'm saying? Or all the things that happened between that time when this movie started in the 90s, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, let it be what it is.
And he probably just saying that,
hell yeah.
Too.
Okay. You see it?
Nope.
Brat, you're missing out on a good movie. It's one of the moments, Brat, like, for real.
Witchcraft and stuff all in it.
No, it's
just make-believe.
Yeah, it's like
oh,
yeah.
Really? Like at the top of the Michael Jackson Thriller video where he says he's not into the occult.
Yeah, that's a little different with Michael Jackson. I can't be in the theater and something jump on me in there.
My Lord. No, this is like the least jump scares in a horror movie that I think you will come across. It's not like scary. It's not like Saw. It's okay. Not Jason.
It's at home now. It's on. It's streaming now, I think.
Yeah, you might be able to do it on demand, like, yeah, rental kind of thing of it. Yeah.
I think it's streaming, so I'm going
to
check it out.
I haven't seen it. I don't like the title, Sinners. I mean, we're trying to see Jesus' face. Christians.
Well, Gabrielle Union is not here for your little games, darling. The actress sat down with Marie Claire magazine to discuss an array of topics. But when it came to her policy on the block and delete button, Gabby let everyone know she's not about to do the circus act with nobody. Look at this.
Oh. It's time to delete someone's number when they irritate the out of me the first time. I'm at the age where I don't. Why? Who has time? Not me. You got one good time to try me. And then it's over. It's you are deleted, you are blocked, and I forget you're alive.
Oh. I forget you're alive.
I like it. I like it. I feel the same way. Is a one-time irritation offense deserving of the block, delete, and dead status?
If you personally feel that's where you are with the situation, absolutely, because you don't know how many other things that person might be juggling. And listen, life and time is short.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She's a hypocrite.
Why?
She should have deleted Dwayne damn number when he had that break, baby. But she didn't.
And she's happily married. She is happily married.
But nah, well, she might be not, honey. But, honey, when Dwayne had that break, baby, she didn't delete his number.
Well,
I would have deleted.
Relationships have ups and downs.
Yeah, oh, well.
Gary, have you ever blocked anybody?
Nope, because I don't even know how to block, first of all.
Really?
I do not know how to block. If you call 911 and answer the phone, you just don't get answered.
I can block someone on your phone for you right now if you want.
I don't have nobody I want to block.
His way to block is just to not answer.
Just not answer.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, all that blocking and that's
kinda like
social media.
When we call him, how he doesn't answer.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, that's his way of blocking instead of just...
Yo, some parents like to get creative with names, so in some instances, the government had to put a stop to it. Now, there are different laws for different states, according to a recent article by USBirthCertificates.com, and here are 10 names that have been forbidden somewhere in the U.S. King, Queen, Jesus Christ, 3, Santa Claus, Majesty, Adolf Hitler, Messiah, at, like the actual symbol for at, and 1069.
Okay, honey. So now my T.I. and Tiny have 2 kids with names off this list. Yes, ma'am, baby, King and Messiah.
Maybe they were the like, last ones to get them in before like they put the ban.
I don't think the ban is in Georgia. Is it in the U.S. completely?
Because they were saying it varies from state to state, so maybe it could fly here and like, you know, like, but in Arkansas, you're in trouble.
It's kind of messed up to tell someone what they, I mean, you should be able to name your kid whatever you want to name your kid. Now, I wouldn't name my kid Adolf, but.
Yeah, I went to school with an Adolfo. And it was just Adolf with an O at the end. Mm-hmm. You know, they got creative.
Mm. Yeah.
Like, if you could nominate names to be banned, what would you go with?
They don't use Leroy or Gary anymore.
I probably wouldn't. I wouldn't want to name my daughter Cunnilingus.
No, you wouldn't.
That's a cute name, because you ain't got to worry about too many more Cunnilingus. We'll call her for short.
That would definitely be banned.
Yeah, then when they put out the new list. That's going on there, yeah.
I don't know why that's discriminating, honey. Mm-hmm.
Little Cunnilingus Hayes.
Cut it up.
Junior.
Ben DeVito said he lost it over a cat. We'll dish out on that after the break.
The irony of all of that.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
And we're back.
Hey.
Now, Danny DeVito said his inner penguin wanted to make Michelle Pfeiffer. Now, the OG actor sat down to chat with the modern-day penguin Colin Farrell and revealed he lusted after Michelle on the set of Batman Returns. She was a goddess. I got all flush. Put makeup on. Give me another. Pound of makeup. It was very difficult. Just so wonderful. And I lusted after her. I kind of feel like she liked it. She liked Oswald. And for those who don't know who Oswald is, it's the Penguin's government name. But let's just say that Danny actually moved on, Michelle. And do you think he would have actually bagged her if he like?
Absolutely not.
Yeah,
I hate this was the best Batman though. This was the best one when he was the Penguin.
Oh, cute.
And it would be sometimes like little black stuff would be dripping from his mouth. Like he was a gross penguin.
Yes. He's eating the fish and whatnot.
Yes.
Yeah.
Definitely not attractive.
You definitely could have run up on Michelle with all that black stuff in your teeth. Like, yo, what's up, Ma? Like definitely gonna pass.
Unless
on that
she
one.
Liked it, I doubt it.
So have there ever been any celebrities y'all been around that made y'all blush or just?
I mean, I always talk about the time that, like, when I finally got a chance to interview Keisha Cole, I talked to her, like, in phone voice, like, the whole time. Like, she just had that vibe, man, and she had them songs.
Yeah.
Mm. How about you?
Mm-mm. No?
Mm-mm. Oh, yeah. But he's dead. James from Good Times.
Oh, John Amos?
John Amos. Because you know, I used to love to watch Good Times. He had those corduroys.
Yeah. And he gave you the vibe?
Yeah, I used
you
to love
the chemistry.
I used to love those jeans he wore, those corduroys. And then when I finally met him in real life, it was like.
Was he wearing those corduroys?
No.
Ah, he's disappointed.
Yeah, sad.
Time to get in another edition of
Battle of the Thirst Traps.
First up, we have Bethany Frankel living her best hot girl summer at Miami Swim Week. Oh, hello there. Bethany strutted the catwalk for the Sports Illustrated show and gave fans a sneak peek of her sexy cowgirl being unleashed backstage on the gram with the caption, Sports Illustrated is heating up Miami.
She can gain some weight.
Well, what? I didn't know Bethany was working like this.
She got off them skinny girl margaritas and started going with the Henny.
That lady is 54 years old.
Wow. Okay.
Oh, really?
Well done.
Up next, we have Brooke Shields luxuriating on a beach celebrating her 60th birthday. She took a couple of photos, posted up in a black bikini and a cream-colored beach hat with the caption, woke up today in paradise and in a new decade of my life. This is 60. Thank you for all of the birthday love.
Now, that lady is 60. She looks amazing. I love Brooke Shields.
Mm-hmm. Well, and last but not least, we got Lotto looking like a whole snack out here. She posted some sexy pics serving a biker chick look to the gram with no caption. Because the photos speak for themselves, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
She looks cute. I know she was that cute. She giving you Beyonce is.
Lotto's been beautiful since she was a child. Yeah,
yes.
A lot of people want to hit the Lotto.
Very few ever have, right? Yeah,
very few. Five, she says, right? So who do y'all think won this battle of the thirst traps this round?
Lotto.
All of them.
Clearly.
Lotto looks, okay, I think she looks the best, but I got to give it up for Bethany Frankel at 54.
Yeah, Bethany looks great.
Like,
they all look good. I wouldn't want neither one of them, but they all look good.
Well, it's not a thirst trap anymore, right?
That's true.
After you're 50. Yeah.
That's true. She's not thirst trapping.
She does look nice.
Look at Bethany, honey.
Keeping her body up very
well. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It takes a lot of work.
That means she's drinking Skinny Girl? Or y'all think
I don't know.
Well, if she's thinking up a little bit, she probably got off the Skinny Girl, probably adding something to it, like a little Skinny Girl colada, but with like
she probably got
with
some whole Insure Kahlua. Or something.
Yeah. Insure?
Yeah, she's hitting the protein shakes in the gym a little bit.
She ain't that damn thick now.
I mean, no, she's not thick.
Well, up next, honey, Tanner, we have some news for you, honey. Mm-hmm. The Single Shark Kings, honey. I mean, that I know you won't like.
Oh.
More after the break. Oh, damn, Tanner.
Great.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back.
Hey.
Okay, things are getting messy in the divorce between Joshua Jackson and Jodie Turner Smith, and unfortunately, it involves their 5-year-old daughter, Juno.
No.
Joshua filed a motion for an emergency custody order modification after learning Jodie changed their daughter's school without his permission. Apparently, the new school is not what they agreed upon and is 45 minutes away from Joshua's home. Joshua also noted that Jodie believes a fixed location for Juno's education should not be required, and remote learning could also be an option. Well, Joshua feels this is Jodie's way of setting it up for Juno to travel with her rather than attend a traditional school. This is also a problem for him because as a child actor and remote learner himself, he believes a traditional school would be the better option. So, is Jodie wrong for switching their daughter's school without discussing it with Joshua?
Yep, because the court agreement is the court agreement, and you can't make the other parent have to jump through more hoops, because if the shoe was on the other foot, people would be equally as mad, if not even madder.
Jodie should be happy she got him held, because at least she got a man want to take care of his kids.
I'm really team her But what's right is right.
Yeah.
Yeah, poor thing.
All right, y'all, moving on to all my single short kings out there. You're not gonna like this. Popular dating app Tinder is quietly testing out a few filters. The current filter include preferences such as age range, sexual orientation, and distance.
Nice.
Well, Tinder is now testing a height filter. With Tinder Platinum, users will be able to block any potential matches that do not meet their desired height range. Oh. Social media users have responded to this with comments like, oh God, they added a height filter and it's over for short men. Oh. What are they gonna do now? So what do y'all think about this new Tinder feature, Tanner?
Brad, it's terrible news. It's terrible news, Brad.
Are you on Tinder?
I mean, I have the app, but I haven't gotten a match on... You know, I haven't gotten a match on Tinder in quite a while now that I think
really?
About this.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Wow. Yeah. If it's okay for, like, you know, makeup and cutlets and push-ups
and wigs
and all the things, why can't I walk around at 6 foot tall with some big old lifts?
Yeah.
And then I get back and I kick them off and I'm like, you know?
Yeah. Tell me you're tall in other places.
That's right.
It's okay, Tim.
Freaking 10 feet tall horizontally.
That's right.
I mean, you think they're going to stop there if this goes well? Like, what other filters could they put in place? Because, like, I think there should be a teeth filter.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, like, mm-hmm. You got to have, what, it was like 32, right?
Okay, I would like a filter for where it's like, I know, like I have changed the oil in my car before, because there are some women I know who just drive a car without ever changing the oil, and then it blows up eventually, and like, that's a red flag.
Fair enough. Mm-hmm. The amount of prescriptions you're on also should be a filter. Like why are you taking 18 things? Why do you need these things to keep you alive?
How many crystals do you have in your house? That's a filter I would like.
Oh. Okay.
Any voodoo dolls around?
You got voodoo dolls?
Oh, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh Lord. How many licks does it take to get to a Tootsie Roll Cinema Tootsie Pop? That'll be a good filter.
People know that answer. Yeah. Like, definitely probably good at licking.
That's good.
I would love that.
Well, up next, find out which A-lister uses his award-winning acting skills to pretend to not see tourists. We got that tea after the break.
Oh, now that's no good.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back.
Hey.
Okay, apparently being an A-list actor doesn't mean you can't have a little social anxiety.
Oh.
So while at ATX TV, Zach Braff revealed how Harrison Ford avoids tourists while working on the Warner Brothers back lot in Burbank. Zach said the first time he met Harrison was on that lot, and Harrison offered him a ride on his golf cart. And while they were riding around, he noticed Harrison gently looked away whenever the tourist trams would go by. Zach then asked Harrison if he ever waved at the tourists going through the lots, and Harrison said, No, I look away, but I do feel bad about it. Are you guys disappointed to hear that Han Solo avoids waving at tourists?
No.
No?
No.
No, not at all.
You're one of the most famous guys in the world as Harrison Ford. Now, after a while, I can imagine you could get burnt out. You run out of the words. You don't have the energy, bandwidth, or time
to
address everyone.
Especially if it's like the TMZ tour bus and they looking for celebrities.
Right. Yeah.
They're going to scream, go crazy, cause a huge scene. Then you probably got to, if you're in a rush, you probably got to take a bunch of pictures, sign some autographs. You want to be nice to them. So to avoid having to do all that, especially if you're on set trying to get to, you know, your scene, you can't do that.
Plus, the back lot is probably like 3 or 4 trams an hour that go by there, and they're like, Harrison Ford!
Yeah.
And he's over here like,
Right.
Man, I would lean into it. If I was Harrison Ford, I would whip at him. You know what? They're like, yeah.
You know how many years he's been at it, though?
Yeah.
Ugh. Mm-mm. Poor guy.
My Lord.
Hit him with the as they go by and see what they do. Well, we'll never look away from you guys, so be sure to tune in next time for more Dish Nation. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.